In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Crews fighting the East Troublesome Fire will face difficult conditions again in Grand County. Windy, dry weather is expected today and much of Saturday before our winter storm arrives. Many residents in the areas around Grand Lake are waiting for word on their homes. Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetland is urging them to stay patient.
I know there's a lot of you out there that want to know. I want to know, but we want to allow these firefighters to get in there. And if I put cops in some of these dangerous spots, basically I'm just creating extra work for the fire department while they can be working on protecting other lives and other structures.
On the east side of the fire, Estes Park remains under evacuation orders after the fire crossed the Continental Divide Thursday afternoon. The East Troublesome Fire is now the second largest in Colorado's recorded history. A new app from the state's health department is aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. It's an exposure notification system that allows users to share anonymous data over Bluetooth. Users who test positive can alert people they've come in contact with via the app. Sarah Thunberg with the health department says they delayed the rollout a month to collaborate with officials in all counties.
We needed to ensure that the strategy we used worked for everybody, and it was worth making sure we did that so we didn't accidentally mess it up.
The app launches this Sunday and will be available on Apple and Android phones across Colorado. In Metro Denver today, expect highs in the lower 40s, upper 50s for Vail, mid-60s for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.